Kabbalah is a nonprofit organization founded for the distribution of the wisdom of Kabbalah and its values. It serves to support the growing need for a spiritual movement and promotes the self-education of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and therefore empowers the student to achieve his or her life goals. Learning the original principles of this wisdom can reconnect us with the true values of our society, including the belief in the dignity and freedom of man, democracy, and the freedom of speech.
Today we're going to talk about the month of Libra, or in the Hebrew, the month of Maznaim. Now, the month of Libra is a very special month because this is the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. In the Bible, it said, on the first day of the seventh month, you celebrate the new year. Weird, huh? You usually start the new year on the first day of the first month, right? Not on the first day of the seventh month. It's like in the Roman calendar, you celebrate the new year of July, right? How does that sound like? Okay? Okay, but, you know, they have other Mishigas. Because, you know, the Christian calendar, the Roman calendar, was in the beginning 10 months. You know that. 10 months. But then there was a guy. How do you know that? Because the month of September, what is Sept in Latin? 7. So it means it's the 7th month. And October, Octa, is 8. So it's the 8th month. And November, Nova, is 9. And Deca is 10. So, who made the 7th, 9, the 8th, 10, right? Who pushed the months forward? There was a guy, he was an emperor, his name was Julius, and he wanted a month after his name. And when? In the winter when everything is so miserable? No, in the summer when the sun is shining. So, we got the month of July. Then came another emperor, says like, he has a month and I don't. His name was Augustus. So, that's how came the month of August. And since then, when you ask somebody, what month is it? Oh, it's September. What say? It's the seventh month, and you mean the ninth month, right? What's the logic behind it? And billions of people go with this Mishigas, and they have no questions. So you see, it's not a problem to sell lotion, like all kinds of baloney, to people without them even thinking about it. Because that's the way it was when they were being kids. So how come we celebrate the new year on the first day of the seventh month? So the Kabbalists explain that it's very simple. The year is divided into two halves. One half is kind of a godly half. It's when the light of God comes from above. That's starting from the month of the spring, which is Nisan Aries. How do you know? Aries. Aries is starting March, April. Right? Now, how do you know? Because in Hebrew, the biblical name of it is the Chodesh HaAviv. Aviv. How do you start? Aleph Bet. Aviv is Av Yud Bet. The father, 12 months. That's what Aviv means. It means the spring. Spring, but it means also the father of the 12 months. That's how we know the year starts. On Chodesh Aviv, which is on Aries. Right? Also, Av is Aleph Bet. AB. He's starting from the beginning. Correct? But that's come from above. The month of the seventh month is the female aspect. It's us. We are the creation. We are the female. The creator is the male. We are the female. So it's time for us to initiate our year. It's the beginning of our year. Not God's year. Our year. How do you know? From the month of, in the Hebrew calendar, it's called Tishrei. What is Tishrei? Tavshin Resh. Tavshin Resh is like ZYX. Okay, ZYX is from the last letter to the beginning. Right? Very simple. So, what does it mean? So if Aleph Bet is from above to below, Tavshin Resh is from below to above. That's our initiative. That's our month, the month of the vessel, of the desire of the creation. Okay, that's why we count the years from Tishrei. God counts the years from Nisan. The miracle came on Passover from above. We didn't deserve it. It's just we got the miracle. On Tishrei, who has to do the job? We have to do the job. It's all in our hands. We have to blow the shofar, we have to fast on Yom Kippur, we have to pray, we have to forgive, forget, let go, allow, it's all. It's like God is saying, you give me power to help you. I can't force you. I want you to be. I can't force you. How do you give me power? By you simply allow yourself to open up and take in. Okay, so that's about the month of Tishrei. Also, it's the sign of Mosnaim, Libra. Libra is the scales. What do you have on Tishrei? The good deeds and the bad deeds, right? That's Mosnaim. Okay? Also, the shoresh of the word Mosnaim, in Hebrew every word has a shoresh. It's the nuclei XYZ letters that everything is around it. It's Aleph Zainun, which means Ozen, which is the ear, which is symbolizing the level of Bina, the third level from above, from the Teirot, which is also called Bina, numerical value, Chaim, life. It's where life comes to humanity, to every living human being. Now, so, we have a lot of power in this month. It's a very powerful month. Now, what else do we have about this month? One of the most ancient, we can say the most ancient book that we have from ancient times is called Sefer Yetzirah, the book of formation. The legend say, tradition says it was written by Abraham. Although he just made that book, it was known by heart from one generation to another, and Rabbi Akiva, only the secretary, wrote it down. Okay? And it says that this is the book, because if you read the book, it's not the book from the 2nd century. It's a cosmology, because there's no Jewish words or religious words in this book. It's all cosmology about the structure of the universe. And it speaks about that the world has been created by 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. That every letter is basically a frequency. And the letters, how do you see a letter in Hebrew? Ot. And ot means also a signal, a frequency, a sign. Right? So the Kabbalists looked at the Hebrew language and said, like, every letter is also, it's a frequency, a sound frequency. And the universe has been created by 22 basic frequencies. Okay. Today, physics is close to that idea. If they say the superstrings theory speaks about 12 basic particles, basic strings that the universe is made of. If I divide it by 12, remember? 6, 6 minus. Remember about the year? 6 plus 6 minus. And 10 dimensions. 10 sefirot. How many together? 22. Here we have the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. That Abraham divides them to a group of 10 and a group of 12. The same as a scientist. And the 12 are divided to 6, 6. Here we just got the same structure. So the math of Libra is being created by the letter Lamed. Lamed, and why Lamed? Because the Kabbalists explained in the Hebrew basic 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the letters all, except from two, fit into the line. Two letters get out of the line. One above and one below. The Lamed goes above, the Kuf goes below. The Lamed goes above, it's a letter for Libra. What's going above on Libra? We go above. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we go above the usual to the holiest level, which is called Bina, which is the Ozen. Mosnaim, Ozen, the ear, which means it's a symbol that we can connect to that place, the source and storage of life of God for every human living thing. Now, so that's how we learn that the letter Lamed is the letter that created Libra, Mosnaim, and that month has a special unique powers to connect to a higher level. What else do we have about it? About this month, the month itself is ruled by the planet Noga. Noga, Venus. Numerical value, Nun is 50, Gimel is 3, He is 5, which is together, how much? 58, right? Also, remember what other word we had, the key word, Ozen, the ear? Ozen is Aleph is 1, Zayin is 7, okay, and Nun is 50, okay? So we have 58 with the Lamed. Oh, so we have 58, and now how much is it? What's again? 50, 8, right? Again, like what we had before? Also 58, right? Ozen is 58, right? Nogal, Venus is also 58, right? And Noach, 58 is Noach. Noach means, in Hebrew, comfortable. That's how we know the people that are from the sign of Libra, they like to be comfortable. They don't like to make too much effort. They don't like to make too much effort. They like their Noach. Whoever is affected by Venus loves everything comfortable. They like everything beautiful. It's not just Libra. By the way, Taurus is also ruled by. So they like everything aesthetic, beautiful, nice. And they don't like to work too hard. Okay? Unless they know it's going to be comfortable in the end. Okay? But that's about also Noga. Everybody knows that Venus is the planet of love. Right? Planet of love. Libra, the sign of Libra, they love, they need others to love them. Why? Because when we know that the high holidays are always in the month of Libra, Moznaim, and it's all about love. Because it's all you need is love. And if you want, and it says, Al kol pshaim techase ahava, which means, love will cover all crimes and sins. What do we have in the month of Tishrei or the month of Moznaim? It's we have to atone our sins, right? How do you atone your sins? You got a message. Love will atone all the sins, right? Love will atone all the sins. That's why it had to be that planet Venus will be the ruling planet, because we need to connect to a lot of love in this month. And who is better than the planet of love? Okay? But that gives a problem. The people that are the sign of Libra, they love to love everyone. That's what's the problem. They can't say no. They're afraid to say no. Either because they're afraid to make any kind of waves, either they're afraid that people will stop loving them. That's why, you know, they are the best. They get to become the best diplomats. What's about a diplomat? To make everybody happy. Right? I'm from the UN. I'm not taking anybody's side. You know, I listen to you. You know, you're righteous, you're great, I love you. And you're righteous, you're great, I love you. You know, why do you have to be in? Why do you have to fight? Isn't love better? You know, get along, it's okay, let's have fun, let's do something nice. War is ugly, war is painful, it's not aesthetic, who needs war? That's exactly the sign of Libra. As we said, they can be very good diplomats. They can be great peacemakers. They are never abrupt, they're very sensitive. Okay, they can. But the problem is, if they are under stress, they don't know how to say no. They don't know how to put a limit, because they're afraid somebody's not going to love them. They're afraid to make waves. More than that, they they can't insist what they want. And more than that, because they see all sides, they have this, even, let's say, psychic ability to see that everything. Which means, when a Libra wants to decide about something, he's connecting to, like, clairvoyance. And you know, something that you have to understand in this month. What if I am so sinful, and I made so many mistakes, and Rosh Hashanah came, and Yom Kippur came, and I did not cleanse myself, and I did not atone my sins? You know what will happen? The Zohar says, God is going to give you a movie that will bring you to the places that will allow you to create light where in the past you created darkness. Which means we'll give you another opportunity. We'll bring you, you can say it also another way, God will punish you because he'll bring you to the dark again. Now, which side do you like? It's the same story. If somebody made a big mess and he didn't atone for it, and he will be brought to it again, to the same pain and misery again, and he can say, wow, I have another opportunity, let's do it right now, good. That's a gift, right? For that person, it's a gift. For a non-spiritual person, when he get to the same, he says, oh, not over again. I've been to this movie. Oh, God, why do you hate me? So it's all in the interpretation. Right? Because what did we say? We want to be God. We want to be creator. So, I didn't do it this time. I'll do it the next time. Correct? Right? If you're spiritual. But if you're not, you don't see it like this way. You don't see the opportunity. You see just the pain with it. So, let's go back. A Libra who's connected to Venus, from him he knows that everything is for love. So subconsciously, when he has died between decision one, decision two, he can see all the way to the end, this clairvoyance, and he can see what's good about each decision. All of them are from God. So he has a problem. He can't make a decision. So Libras, if you said, should I decide it? You know, I once had a student. He was a Scorpio. His wife, a very talented person. She had a PhD in biology, whatever. She was a Libra. He said, I'll never send my wife to the supermarket. She can make a decision to buy this or to buy this. It's like, you know, this is okay and this is okay. She can, she'll go there, she'll never come back home. So I go and I make this a decision. I buy, I shop. I don't let her shop because she never comes home. She can't make a decision. So that's about Libras. And why does that happen? There's some other reason. Libras are also the son of air. The sign of air. It's an air sign. Air, you know, we have four signs. Four elements, right? Water, which is all about emotions. The water signs are very emotional. They don't think, they just feel. You don't ask them, you know, when you ask them what's going on, they'll tell you what they feel about it. Okay? There's fire sign, which is, it's all about what do you get and what's the action, right? So they just experience everything for how much action is happening. Like challenges and what's going on and let's do it and conquer it and climb on it and achieve it and whatever, that's the fire signs. I'm not saying that all of them, but you know, every human being is a mixture of all 12 signs, by the way. And the air signs, it's all about the oar in their heads. It's all about thoughts. It's all about logic. So you ask them, what do you think? What's going on? They'll tell you, what do they think? Okay? Which many times have nothing to do with what's going on. Right? So, Libras are very much into their thoughts. And because we are so intuitive and clairvoyant, they can see things and they're always into what they saw. So, how do you know a Libra? You meet a Libra and you ask him, what's going on? Say, oh, I wanted to do this, but then I thought I should do this. And then I thought, no, I should do this also. But then I should saw it. And they just tire themselves back and forth till they get so tired. And finally, when they get so tired from thinking, they get so drained. So then they become negative. And then they come to the wrong, mistaken conclusion, and they make the wrong decision. So what's the solution for them? The solution for them, you know, you have always the medicine or the remedy next to the curse, next to the source of the pain. You know what they say, that it's always, there's a saying in the Talmud that God always gives the remedy before he gives the disease. So if you have a disease, look around, you'll find the remedy. Okay, if you think like this, you're already in a much better place. And you have more chances to find it. Venus was created by the book of formation by the letter Pei. The letter Pei is a very special letter. The Zohar says it looks like a snake hiding its head inside. Because it's the word, the letter Pei is the word, the letter for Pesha. Pesha is sin. Inside the Pei, if you look the way according to the Kabbalists how you write a Pei, there's a white bit. The white space inside looks like a bit. So there's a black snake rolling around the bit. The white bit inside. The space inside the pay looks like a bit. What is the bit? It's the letter for bracha, blessing. And the Torah is starting with what letter? In the end of the month, we read Bereshit. Because there's a legend that says that before God wanted to create the world, they were already the letters. And they came to God one by one and said, God, you should create the world with me. And for each one of them, they came from Taf all the way back to Aleph. And for each one of them, God found a reason why he can't start the world with them. Till he came to the letter Bet, and he said, you are the letter blessing. And the blessing has no evil side. It's always good. The world will start with you. Okay, with bliss. So, when a person feels bliss, everything is okay. Then everything will be smart, everything will go okay. So inside the pay, you have the bet. When we overcome the sin, the pesha will reach and reveal the bet, the bliss. So simple. The problem is that Venus has so much bliss, so much love, that when you have a lot of bliss, you many times can't tell the difference between good and evil. When a person is very happy and he has some negative traits, he won't do a lot to change them, right? When a person is happy and comfortable, he won't do anything to change. When is it that people, companies, societies fix themselves? Only when they are suffering, right? Nobody changes when they are feeling comfortable and blissful, right? That's a curse in disguise. In Venus, that's a curse in disguise. That everything is so blissful, everything is so great. Why, if it's not broken, why fixing it? But you don't see. But I'm happy. What's missing? What do I miss? And you look at the person and say, you know, there's a lot of things to fix. When he's happy, he won't do anything about it. When he's comfortable, Noah, Venus, 58, he won't do anything about it, right? So sometimes we get. So what do we get on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? A new movie that will show us either you fix it now or you're going to get the movie to fix it for the rest of the year. And when? It's going to become uncomfortable. But remember, it's only for your good. Because when you're uncomfortable, then you change. That's when you change. When is every company changing? When the market is low. When the market is down, then you start to cut the fat and become very useful and very productive and right? Utility you have to utilize all your resources. You don't waste anymore. You become more you make more profit. You become more profitable. Why? Because it's stressful, then you need to cut where you don't need. So sometimes the best thing that happens to us when things are not comfortable. Right? So, there are two ways. We can make it comfortable on Libra, or we can make it uncomfortable for the rest of the year and then fix it. How does the Libra overcome their intellect? Because there's so much in their intellect, they bore themselves. And they make mistakes. And the answer is that you have to connect to the Lamed, to the source. You know, success has nothing to do with logic. Can you explain love logically? No. Can you explain happiness logically? No. When you start to explain it, you kill it. Can you explain inspiration logically? When you ask Beethoven, can you explain logically how did you write these symphonies? They don't know how to explain. Can you ask any composer or artist? They just got it. They got the inspiration. Nothing to do with logic. So the real components of success are nothing to do with logic. It's all about connecting to the source of bliss. Libra has to learn to go out above their logic and to connect to the source of bliss in order to be really successful. So that's for Libra. It's a great month. A lot of opportunities. Lots of light. The Libras are usually very beautiful people because Libra is under the influence of Venus. And they also have beautiful minds. That's a problem because it's very hard for them to change because of that. You know, when you're married to one and they're always great and everything's great and they don't want to change, that's a problem. And also they're very charming. That's also another problem. They usually have, when they smile, they have this, how do you call it, the pimple? A dimple. They have a dimple. You know, many Libras have a dimple. And they are very sharp. And one of the worst things to do, with, especially with a Libra kid, is to let them decide by themselves. They go nuts. You have to help them decide and show them the way. And there's a lot of things to learn about Libra, but I think that's the beginning, and that's good enough. So, thank you very much.